turn to the issue of the fight against corruption. In a recent discussion, Andrew Brathwaite of the Institute of Chartered Accountants of Barbados, better known as ICAB, shared some concerns raised by students with whom that organization came into contact in its school's speech competition.
One of the students mentioned that Barbados has slipped in the Transparency International Corruption Perception Ranking. I wasn't aware of that. I haven't checked it myself, but he has said in the most recent rankings we have slipped. So whether or not there is more or less corruption in Barbados now, perhaps the perception is changing because we've taken so long to act decisively to get this legislation in place to prosecute people for possible corruption. The other thing that came out was quite a few of the students referenced the recent EU blacklisting of Barbados in the context of corruption. So those of us who work in international business, our perception is probably that this EU blacklisting is unjustified. The EU is using a double standard in applying the rules to us that they don't apply to themselves. But the students see it as linked to corruption or possible corruption in Barbados. In fairness, one of the concerns that has been raised by the EC is that we have by the EU that we have a lot of legislation in place. We have penalties on the books, but where's the evidence that you are prosecuting and penalizing people for these offenses? So filing of tax returns, filing of financial statements, disclosure of beneficial shareholders, those types of things the EU is saying and other international bodies are saying. The proof of the pudding is in eating. You need to be prosecuting people for breaches of these pieces of legislation. So the same thing is going to apply in the case of corruption. Where are the prosecutions? Where are the people being penalized for corruption?
And Alicia Archer of Integrity Group Barbados.
Yes, IGBU is cognizant really that besides the government doing its part with the passage of legislation, there also needs to be a paradigm shift in how Barbadians perceive corruption. We have a problem with the fact that the average Barbadian does not rank corruption that high on their list of concerns. Also, how certain acts are perceived. We tend to think that certain things are acceptable or are par for the course. If I want X, I may have to give somebody $100 or whatever to get it. So that we need to shift our mindset. IGB is doing its part in relation to education and awareness by articles, Facebook page, and other social media efforts. But we would also want to implore the government through GIS and other more far-reaching agencies to also make Barbadians aware not only of the content of the proposed legislation, but what corruption literally is, what it actually means, and how it affects them. Because the average person does not realize the effect that corruption has on their personal pocket. And I'm of the belief that people really and truly react to things based on how it affects them personally. And I think that the failure in bringing this to the fore is in not showing people that corruption has a direct effect on their daily life, the cost of living, and how they interact with government. That there are things that should be easy, should be a matter of course, and should not require any third party, any third man, any intervention or any payments to anybody. So that we must change our mindset while we also ask the government to speed up its process and to properly allocate resources towards the fight against corruption.
That's Alicia Archer of Integrity Group Barbados. This has been SAGICOR's Early Business.